Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It's the first Tuesday of December, it's 8 p.m., and it's time to raise some hell. Stand up, horns up, this is Leper's Garden. Yes, this is Leper's Garden, the death metal show on WGXC. And we are coming to you pre-recorded for the first time ever from our new digs here at WMPG in Portland, Maine. That is where Leper's Garden lives these days. But don't worry, we're still here for you, Hudson, and surrounding communities. We're in our new time slot as our whole station schedule has shifted around. Still on the first Tuesday, now from 8 to 10, and we're going to keep doing that even at long distance, so do not worry. Excellent, excellent show tonight. Extra excellent, beyond the usual excellent. Later on in this hour, we're going to hear from Illogicist and from Ison. But let's just talk for a second. Let's talk about the past. You guys remember the 90s? They were awesome. In the early 90s, it seemed like every year was a classic one for death metal. Did you notice that? In the 30 years since then, those primary sources have given way to all kinds of changes to the basic formula. But there are those who would say that some things are better left unchanged, that the dingy, grimy metal of those years was just right. Don't mess. Here are some bands that weren't quite finished with, say, 1993, and decided to bring it back for another round. In a moment, we'll hear from Nar Mataru and a new one from Tribulation, but let's start here with a couple of bands that tend towards the gruesome. Exhuming 1991 Vintage Autopsy, this is Blood Fiend.
Oh.
just heard from 2014 Blood Fiend with Purified Drifters. And then an album that way back when was killed in the womb but was resurrected 20 years later by a bunch of really metal middle-aged women. That was Rest in Peace from the band Derketa. The next two songs aren't exactly mimicking that classic sound, but they sure don't sound like music that's being made nowadays, Pop. In a moment, we'll hear a new one from Tribulation that's scratchy and spooky and almost Victorian in its vibe. Stay tuned next month for more from their new album, Down Below. But first, here's The Great Serpent of Knowledge from Nar Mataru, a trembling, dissonant contemplation from the stars. You're listening to Leprous Garden.
Storm, I'll be in the night.
a new one from Tribulation, from their new record Down Below, which really strips everything down to this kind of bare rock fundament. It's awesome. We're going to talk about it more next month when we do our 2018 in review show. Before that, we had some Narmataru as we looked at two more newer bands that are partying like it's 1989 was so 2000. This is Leper's Garden. It's the death metal show on WGXC. Coming up before the hour's through, an Italian band called Illogicist. You've probably never heard of them, but you should. Before that, it's finally, the right time of year, and it makes me so happy. We can listen to Arctis. Here's a song that captures the glare of winter from Isan, Until I Too Dissolve. We'll be right back. death there, biting the pain. Before that, Efel Duwath and Ison. You're listening to Leper's Garden on WGXC. I'm Mantis. I host this show here on community radio in the Hudson Valley. You can support this show by supporting the station. Think about maybe becoming a sustaining supporter. It's super easy. That's what I do. And every month, the WGXC vampires just drain a little bit of blood out of my neck. I don't even notice anymore. It's really so convenient. So, why don't we do a little Marco Miniman thing? You know, let's talk about Marco Miniman. We don't really get that many chances to hear him playing metal. There just aren't that many chances to hear him play metal. But it's really worth it. And we have this little gem where the drums are really dancing, especially when everything gets taken apart in the final moments. From Illogicist, this is Core on Leper's Garden.